The annual Hajj pilgrimage has become tragic once again. At least 717 people have lost their lives and over 860 injured in a stampede in Saudi Arabia. Civil defense officials say the stampede took place in the plains of Mina near the holy city of Mecca. It's not clear what triggered the deadly incident, but some reports say not all the pathways were open for the pilgrims when the incident happened. The Hajj ceremony has seen several fatal stampedes in the past decades. The deadliest one occurred in 1990, when more than 1,400 people were trampled to death near Mecca. This is the second major tragedy during this year's Hajj. Less than 2 weeks ago, a crane crashed into the Grand Mosque in Mecca, killing 118 pilgrims and injuring nearly 400 others. Analysts believe the incident occurred because of lack of proper management on the part of Saudi officials.
We are talking about repeated incidents which show a clear and systematic lack of proper management of large crowds, as if Hajj is just happening this year, as if it hasn't been there for 1400 years, as if the Saudi regime has not been in office for 100 years, still year on, year in, year out. And you see this repeated pattern of fatalities that are turning Hajj into a catastrophic event. I think this is by no means an acceptable level. We have had this here. We just had the crane incident 2 weeks ago, when more than 120 people were killed. We had the a fan coming off the ceiling of one of the shrines over the people. We had, I'm talking about this Hajj, this year, in the last 2-3 weeks, we had a hotel that, which was evacuated, more than 1,000 of its occupants were evacuated because of fire. And then we had fires sweeping through Mina in the past few years several times and killing hundreds of people. This is, of course, in addition to the 1,400 who were killed in the Al-Ma'asim tunnel in 1990.